Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments, and live, and my teaching, as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the tablet of thy heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call intelligence thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger who flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked forth through my lattice, and I beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the sons a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening of the day, in the blackness of night and the darkness. And behold, there met him a woman in the attire of a harlot, and subtle of heart. She is clamorous and unmanageable, her feet abide not in her house. Now without, now in the broad ways, she lieth in wait at every corner. And she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me, this day have I paid my vows. Therefore I came forth to meet thee, to seek earnestly thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with tapestry coverlets of variegated linen from Egypt. I have perfumed my couch with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us revel in love until the morning. Let us delight ourselves with loves. For the husband is not at home. He is gone a long journey. He hath taken the money bag with him. He will come back home on the day of the full moon. With her much enticement she beguiled him. With the smoothness of her lips she constrained him. He went in after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, and as stocks serve for the correction of the fool, till an arrow strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for its life. And now, ye sons, hearken unto me, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thy heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded, and all slain by her were strong. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the chambers of death.